Our scripture lesson this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. It's found on page 1050 in your Pew Bible, if you would like to follow along. Would you please stand for the reading of the Gospel? On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." This, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. You know, it's so good to hear the sounds they make, even the noises. You know, the noises lets us know that there's life. So grateful for them. And you know, it's important that we pray for all these children as a family of God, that God will continue to raise them up in faith and keep them strong, healthy. So, back to Cana in Galilee. Last Sunday was Baptism of the Lord Sunday, and we reflected on Jesus being baptized by John in Jordan. And after the baptism, after Jesus hearing the affirming voice of God saying that, "You are my son whom I love, with you I am well pleased," Jesus is now on the move to save the world. And according to John, the day after his baptism, Jesus went out and recruited two of his helpers, Andrew and Peter. And then the second day, he also called Philip to follow him. Now, on the third day after his baptism, Jesus attends a wedding at Cana in Galilee and performs a miracle that would set the tone for the rest of his ministry. We're not told whose wedding it was that they went to, but Jesus was there with his mother and his new disciples. In those days, wedding celebrations were week-long, that people would come and the banquet is set up for the whole week. You know, talk about those buffet, 24/7 buffet lines. Basically, the weddings in Jesus' days, that's what they had. So 24/7 buffet line isn't anything new. The people will come to celebrate the new life the bride and the groom is starting together. And the whole town would be invited, and if you didn't come, then that would be an insult to the host. So Jesus went to the wedding feast with his mother and disciples. And during the course of the wedding celebration, it was told that they ran out of wine. It's a huge crisis. To run out of wine was more than just embarrassing. It was disastrous. It broke the strong, unwritten rule of hospitality. And to run out of wine, it means that end to a celebration. It's like running out of food. You know, it's the same equivalent. If you run out of food, that's it, right? No more party. And so Jesus responds to the crisis, and we are told that nearby there stood six water jars. Now these are the jars that are in the entrance of the house where they fill the water. So as people come in from the outside, they use the water to clean themselves, wash their feet, you know, wash the dust and so forth. So these were there for cleansing rituals. And Jesus tells the servants to fill the water jars. And the servants, we're told that they filled them, not just filled them, but they filled them to the brim. And when they were filled, Jesus tells them to take a little cupful and take it to the party manager. So the servants do what they're told. And when the manager tastes the water from the purification jars, it's not water anymore, but it's wine. And not just any wine, but he says, this is the best wine he's ever tasted. The six stone water jars, we're told they hold about 20 to 30 gallons each. So they're about that big. And there were six of them. So how many gallons of wine are we talking about here? 120 to 180 gallons of wine Jesus makes. That's a lot of wine, even in our standard. When Jesus is present, when Jesus ministers, it's showing us there's abundance of grace that is flowing into our lives. Jesus' glory is revealed for the first time, because this is his first miracle that he does. And so it's revealed for the first time. And Jesus' glory is revealed as the water turns into wine. Jesus' glory is revealed as a crisis is averted. Jesus' glory is revealed where there is lack, now it's overflowing. Jesus' glory is revealed in our world today by the transformation, change of the lives of the people called Christians and change of lives in the world. As there was lack, now overflowing with God's grace. Where there was desolation, and now it's filled with God's love. We're talking about not just any transformation, but the kind that overflows, that fills our lives with so much. We've seen and we've heard the stories where people's lives are changed because of Jesus. Those who are looking for something, a meaning, purpose in their lives, they find it in Christ. Those who are lonely find comfort, find love, find embracing in Christ. There are changes that happen that we cannot prove scientifically, but that enhances life in such a way, it just makes 180 degrees transformation. That's what Jesus does. And Jesus does that work in us, in each of our lives. And as our lives are transformed, and as our lives experience that miracle of water changing into wine, the wine flows out of us, out of our lives, into the world, bringing the grace of Christ. So as we look at this story, we could see that there are recipes, the parts that are needed to make this transformation happen. See, Jesus makes the transformation, but he needed the help of his mother, the servants, and needed the obedience of the servants to make it work. So the first ingredient for recipe for the transformational life is that you need to have faith. Faith is the first ingredient, faith in Jesus Christ, trusting that Jesus Christ can and will do it. When Mary instructed the servants, just do what he says, she knew that Jesus was going to do something to help the situation. Mary had complete faith in Jesus that he's going to make it work. Faith is the first ingredient. And then the second ingredient that we see in this story is enthusiasm. After Mary told the servants, just do what he says, Jesus says, well, fill these jars with water. So they go and you know, draw the water. They fill these jars. But we are told that they fill these jars to the brim. You know what? All we are told, if they were told to just fill the jars, they could just fill it. And if they only fill it 80%, who's going to complain, right? But they had to go that extra bucket. They had to bring that extra bucket to fill it to the brim, show that they're enthusiastic about what they're doing, that they are giving their all. The third ingredient is obedience. When they fill the jars to the brim, Jesus says, okay, take some of it and bring it to the party manager. See, the party manager is kind of their boss. And Jesus is saying, okay, take them to your boss and just tell them this is wine. Would you do it? Would you do it? You know what? For anyone with some you know, capacity to reason, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean bring this water to the party manager and tell him it's wine? You know what? You could be beaten for that, especially back in Jesus' days. The servants had no rights. So actually, when the servants did what Jesus did to obey him, they were taking a huge risk. And yet they did. They obeyed. Somewhere between the jar and to the lips of the party manager, something happened to the water. We're not told exactly at which point it turned to wine, but the truth is it did. And when the party manager tasted it, it wasn't just any wine. It was the best wine he's ever had. So what are the ingredients? The first ingredient? Faith. The second? Enthusiasm. The third? Obedience. And of course, all of these ingredients will come together and work when Jesus is there. So Jesus' presence is what made it all possible. When Jesus is present in our lives, our lives can transform. Experience that miracle of water turning into wine. making our lives much more potent in terms of experiencing the grace of God, making our lives much more full as we experience the love of God that is not just filling us, but overflowing out of us. Jesus' glory is revealed in the transformation, in the change that happens from water into wine. The change that happens in our lives as our hearts change, as our thoughts change, as our actions change, as our lifestyles change. And how changes that happen within us affects change all around us. We are in the season of Epiphany, which means that the Christ is revealed in glory. And Jesus is revealed in us when we live through these changes, as we put our faith in Christ, as we are enthusiastic about doing what Jesus says, and as we obediently live our lives with Jesus present in us. So may we be the church that overflows with the best wine that Jesus provides for the world, bringing joy and bringing God's grace. Amen.